It's like that.
You gotta think of a good name.
Hipsters in Seattle.
Why hipsters suck. Vegan stands for retard.
Vegan stands for retard.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I feel so poor, so sad for this cow, which is being milked. It's like, really? Like, if you look at nature, that's kind of what those things are for. And that's what a little cow would be doing. And if not, cows would probably mainly be dead. I think they're more happy to be alive than occasionally be milked.
So the vegan stands for retard podcast with...
Jebediah.
With Jebediah and Todd Helgeson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Todd.
I guess that's the intro.
That's a good intro. That's about as good as... Speed Racer. As good as Speed Racer. Oh, I switched over to Google Chrome.
How are you liking it?
I like it. And I was able to import all my crap from Firefox.
So, do you miss not being able to do plugins and stuff?
I'm not doing that crap.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's really nice for when I want to rip, like, a YouTube audio clip.
Legally. On Google? On Chrome it is?
No, you can convert YouTube videos to, like, an MP3.
Oh,
and
really?
I had a plugin that would do that for me.
But
Google doesn't have plugins like Firefox does, so...
Well, just keep your Firefox around. I have on my computer Safari, Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Google Chrome. Firefox and Google Chrome. Google Chrome, it's very, like, intuitive. You
it's
know?
Fast. You've noticed the speed difference?
There is a speed difference. Yeah. Obviously, Internet Explorer sucks. Why do people even use that? Like,
Internet Explorer is like...
It's like Word
the
perfect.
Village people of Internet browsers. No, it's... The people who use Internet Explorer are people who don't know any better.
Yeah. It's like someone who buys a Dodge truck.
What do you think of people when you see a guy in a Dodge truck? What do you think to yourself?
I think that he didn't think before he bought the car and just thought, I need to buy American. You know, like, he felt guilty.
So what's the difference between that and Ford?
Ford's better quality, but, like... And American cars aren't as bad as people say they are. I mean, they're not as good as a lot of the Japanese cars. I think as time goes on, we'll see that they were better cars. Because, you know, over the years, you see what's a better car and what isn't.
So when... Are you going to be driving an American car? And are you going to run over the snooty people in their Prius?
In their Prius? I probably will get, like, a four-cylinder
Mazda
commuter car or something.
Is it weird that I've always... Whenever I see a Mazda or a Mazda Miata, all I can think of is Chewbacca driving it with the top down?
I don't know, but I like that. Because think about, like, the... When you drive it, it goes through your hair. But, like, he's all hair.
I don't remember.
Okay, here's something I never got about Star Wars. Okay, Chewbacca comes from, like, this whole forest planet. And no one can, like, understand him because he just grunts.
Yeah.
How the heck does he know how to repair a spaceship? That's like my nephew suddenly writing a program to, I don't know, do something.
For the people at Mars?
Yeah.
But really, does any of Star Wars make that much sense?
No, like, you got...
Is George Lucas the genius we've all been led to believe he is?
He isn't. He's an awful director. Like, if you look, I mean, popularity-wise, episode 5, or I'm going to call it 2, because it came out first,
right.
And I don't care. Ooh, episode whatever. Anyway,
episode 5... You don't have to say it right.
I can do whatever I want. It's freedom of speech. We're going to protest the military funerals.
What about episode 5?
Anyway, that's usually, like, most movie critics rate that the best, because he did not direct that one.
That's right. Who did direct that one?
I don't know.
We can look it up.
Not George Lucas. Like, okay, it was Natalie Portman was in it, right? That was her?
Wait, are we talking about the original?
Not in the original, but in the new ones, right?
Yeah.
And she's an all right actress. She's not the best.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that did get the highest rating.
And, like, look look at her in Star Wars.
It was directed by Irvin Kishner. Don't want to.
I'm probably Kishner. That sounds Jewish.
Probably saying that wrong.
Oh well, I just went German there. It's just kind of like the opposite. But anyway,
he's a cool looking old guy. What about that episode though? What were you?
But like, look at Natalie Portman. She's an all right actress. But like, when George Lucas directs with her, it's crap.
She just was whiny the whole time.
Well, him too. He's like, Padme, you are smooth like water. I'm like Tatooine. Tatooine is rough like sand.
Did you really smooth. Say that?
He says something to the effect of that. Like, it's... it's awful dialogue. And like, you had Samuel Jackson there. He's in everything. Like, him and Christopher Walken.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
You like that movie? Did you ever see that movie?
I'm saying clips. I think I got out. I think I got what I needed out of it. I did.
It was an okay movie.
I read the back of a movie cover, Snakes on a Train.
Was that okay?
From the back of the movie I read on it, I would like to see it. Oh, man.
That's pretty funny.
I am kind of excited to be old. Oh my gosh, this guy made RoboCop 2. He is my hero.
Have you seen this? Irvin Keschner directed RoboCop 2. It only got 5.4 out of 10.
Oh, it's not good at all. It's about on the
is
level.
Is that like Troll 2 level?
No, no. No, it can never be as good as Troll 2. Troll 2 was everything aligned to make... You cannot try to make a movie this awful. The movie gods just smiled on...
smiled that day. Oh. Smiled down upon, what was that Italian guy's name?
I don't know. He uses a different name.
Claudio Fragasso. How do you say I butchered that?
I don't know. And his... it's just awful. But it's great. And that makes fun of vegans. And they turn... and people in the plants to eat them.
So how did your cousin's whole go green vote thing go? What was that
it
all
passed.
About? It passed. So now tuition's just going to be higher and
yeah, it's going to be a lot of money. And doing research and well, I didn't vote for it. I told her I did. But I didn't vote for it.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't vote for it.
But it still passed, which it makes sense. It's trendy to be environmental.
Yeah, let's
but
say
what are they actually going to be doing that's environmental? No. So the fee goes to grants, which this council will decide.
So it's not even like planned what they're going
to
do with it.
Yet. No, it'll just be given to grants. So basically, it's going to pay for people to go to Canada on a snowboarding trip and take a few samples. Honestly, I love... Oh, gosh. So there's a guy she's dating, Blake.
Is she still dating
Hunter
Blake?
Thompson. Yeah. But, like, he like, I always talk about the environment, but then, like, he just flew down to Mexico for fun.
Did they have a lot of money, or was it on, like, the school's money or something?
No, it's his money, but I'm like, you realize how much you just contribute to the atmosphere by flying down to Mexico? Like, you literally...
Which is the blankets that he gave to the orphan?
Yeah.
The orphanage?
Well, he's just going deep into Mexico to experience it, because...
Oh, so he has no plan.
I think he's going to some mountain or something. Mm. He'll probably be spiritually enlightened there. See some... toad and interact with
is he
going
to go to all the Mormon Aztec temples down there? Or is he just... or is it something else?
I think that's too mainstream for him.
Mm-hmm.
He might go find a mountain and think something happened there in the Book of Mormon. Which, we don't even know if it was in Central America.
What if it happened right where we're sitting?
They describe the land as beautiful. And Utah's brown.
Ouch.
Dude, we are like beige. We're like a giant pair of khakis over mountains. Like, the mountains are cool. I can give you that. And I don't know. Back east is nice. There's a lot of trees. Things look kind of cool. There's, like, rivers and lakes. And there's effing bugs.
I hate bugs.
Bed bugs,
that's why,
man.
That's
bed
why,
bugs.
See, I'm glad that we don't have those here. That's why we should just get rid of the Dakotas altogether. I hate North and South Dakota.
I don't even...
They are just the worst.
I don't care enough even to hate them. Like,
we should just draw... I mean, it'd be a perfect square, because they're, like, square. well, between the two of them.
Well, we have their Mount Rushmore, which, like...
We can move that to Montana or something.
Yeah. I'm going to make a new one. Maybe put not Teddy Roosevelt on there, because he really didn't do that much.
My whole extended family lives up in North Dakota, so I've been there for family reunions. Ugh. It is just the worst. Like, I don't like the people. I don't like the... There's nothing out there. It's just flat farmland.
What, you go four-wheeling?
No, we didn't do that, because they're all old. So, it was buggy and hot and humid and cloudy every day.
Oh, is it humid where there's nothing, though? Just, like, plains?
It's just humid. It was just humid.
When if you're going to have, like, humidity, at least have, like, some trees or and an river. Ocean. Like, something cool to counterbalance it.
No, it was the worst state I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And I've been to Wyoming.
Wyoming is better than them because they have fireworks.
And I've been to Nevada.
Nevada has Las Vegas.
Which is really its only redeeming city. Because Carson City and Reno are complete shit.
Elko. Elko, Nevada.
And Wendover.
Oh, gosh. Wendover is just awful.
Wendover is that...
My dad...
I know I've used this analogy before. You know that fence on a cloudy day? A cloudy, windy day? With trash rolling into it? That's Wendover.
Yeah. It's like that... It's that milk carton that's been out for so long, like, it's kind of just blended into the ground, and... But, well, like, Dakotas are the worst states in the West, and then it's Idaho.
Oh, by far the worst.
Dakotas are worse than Idaho.
For sure.
Because Idaho has, like, some
what's
rivers...
What's the worst state in the South? My vote's for Florida.
Florida's weird.
I've only been to a few, so I can't really. I thought Florida was a pretty awful state when I went there.
Missouri?
That's in the Midwest, though.
No. Oh. Arkansas? Arkansas okay. Sucks.
Have you been to Arkansas?
I have talked to people from there. Kentucky?
I've never been there either.
Because, like, you go to the South and you got, like, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina,
Alabama.
Virginia. Alabama's alright.
Virginia's not really in the South, though.
It's pretty southern.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is. No, I'm an idiot.
Like, people
talking
from,
about
like...
We don't know.
Like, people from South Carolina... People from Virginia... Well, it depends. Northern Virginia. But a lot of parts of Virginia, people are more southern than South Carolina. Actually, South Carolina's... North Carolina's probably more southern than...
Well, what's South Carolina's deal?
It's prettier. More people chose to live there. Not a piece of ghetto trash like North Carolina.
Or Wendover.
Yeah, like Larry, we went to Virginia. We went to the border of the state because we were bored and we're missionaries and you can't do anything fun. And there's the Virginia sign.
Jebediah the missionary.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you saying? Sorry.
But there's the sign and there's like, I don't know, a raven or some bird on it for Virginia as the night state flag. Welcome to Virginia as a little slogan. You turn around and it's like North Carolina. It's like a green sign, a standard green sign, with just the flag, and it's like, "Welcome to North Carolina." Standard letters, all shot up, spray painted, and like bent. And that describes North Carolina. Like, it's crap, but it's awesome at the same time. It's like,
do you say you like the people more now that you've been there?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say the same about people from the Dakotas.
Yeah, sure. But you... Yeah. But Idaho sucks. I'm going to say it now.
Idaho's pretty, but there's nothing there.
There's skinheads. There's white supremacists there.
Yeah.
And meth labs.
Med too. But we have those in Utah as well.
Yeah, but they got more of it. What's Burley, Idaho is like the meth capital of the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it because the two freeways inter...
Yeah, it's near some major freeways. It's
well,
accessible.
Got I-15, and then what's the one that runs east to west? What's that major trucking route? Ugh, I should know this.
I don't know.
But it's a crossroads of...
Yeah, and it's kind of secluded and stuff, and like the community costs of it, but it's... Idaho has one of the biggest teen pregnancy rates, too, by the way. Percentage-wise, not numbers-wise.
Where abstinence is working at its finest.
Well, they have nothing to do there.
What about incest? How's incest doing there?
I'm going to say there's not a lot of incest.
That's good.
Better incest is on the decline, I think.
I hope.
I hope so, too. It's just weird. Like, the only time I'd be alright with it is if you were, like, cousins, but you didn't know it. And, like, you're adopted, and you didn't know each other until, like, let's say you met, you're 23, and you got married, and one of you was sterile, so you couldn't have kids.
Like CB, kissed her cousin. Can't use her name, but...
Oh, yeah. Probably did more than that. But, I'd be all right with that. Besides that...
Like, what if you were the last person, and your first cousin was the last person on the planet?
It's a girl.
Would you reproduce?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta necessity.
Would you do it directly, or would you try to just...
At that point...
Do it into a bottle and...
No. At that point, I'd probably just... Like my girlfriend or something. Just because there's no other girls and there's no other guys.
So I guess you gotta do what you gotta do, huh?
You might as well enjoy it. And...
Well, I like that. You're being optimistic.
I mean, I
would have a hard time.
I hope that never happens, because that'd be weird.
Hey, 2012's coming up. There is...
2012.
Yeah, these are things you might have to start thinking about.
I don't know. I would... There'd be a lot of fun. Like, the post-apocalyptic world.
Are you worried
fun.
About 2012?
No.
Neither am I. My sister is.
She wouldn't.
And then I told her one day, very directly, I'm like, Jamie, there is no reason to think the world is going to end.
Ooh, there's an eclipse. There's look at the lining. I'm like, that happens.
The solar cycle is supposed
it
to max
might,
out at 2012 or 14.
It might, honestly, it might affect the tides a little bit. It might do something.
It's more of the electromagnetic field that they're worried about, I think, but... There's just no reason.
I think it will be alright.
I'm more worried about the Yellowstone caldera blowing up.
Oh,
at this
that
point.
Scares the F out of me. Because...
I have my biology professor.
There's nothing we can do.
One of the discussions we talked about is plate tectonics as a way to base the age of, you know, evolutionary processes. But anyways, one of the discussions we had, it was on plate tectonics. So I brought up the caldera up in Yellowstone. And I don't know how accurate this is, I'm not going to cite any sources, but he was telling me
it's
that living in Salt Lake... If the whole caldera went at once, we'd have about an hour till the poisonous gases reached us and the plumes of ash and smoke. And the last time it went off, apparently there was like 12 feet of ash in L.A. So we're in trouble here.
You would have to go.
I think if it went off, you'd be dead in Salt.
Well,
you don't have enough time.
That's
to
immediate though. Even if you survived all that,
you're not gonna live through 12 feet of ash.
Yeah, even if you weren't even near it.
It fixed
it's
global
gonna
warming.
Block out the sun.
It fixed global warming.
It would.
You gotta be optimistic.
That's true. Which, I have a whole class on global warming. And
How's that going?
I hate science. I hate science to begin with. And
why?
Guys, because I don't care.
Like, science is the means of finding the best truth that we can.
Yeah, but I'm letting someone else do that for me. I prefer people. That's why I like economics. It's about people.
Really?
It
so
is.
I'm the opposite. I like science because I don't have to deal with... Well, I mean...
Here's the thing. Economics teaches you how people think. People think psychology does. The psychology believes in...
Well, at least the important thoughts with
yeah,
money.
Yeah, psychology does.
Well, that's what
well,
this
that's
world's
what I mean.
About.
It's about money. People want money. People need money. Or resources.
Money,
in
money, money. Right. No,
resources. People want the girl. People want...
We should call this the two libertarian podcast.
Yeah.
Podcrafters. In my mom's podcrafting room.
Man, I just podcrafted the heck out of that. But, I don't know. It seems useful. Like, if you go into psychology, which is pretty legit and pretty interesting, but people are like, well, maybe this happened to them as a kid, and now they... I think some of it's true. I think half of it's shit. But
when you take a psychology course, they're pretty rational about it. They're not going to say, you know, Freudian slip, and then
they say this is the theory.
It's not, you know, your opening classes might be that cut and dry, but I doubt they're not going to say that's the reason.
Yeah, I don't know, but people are selfish.
People are selfish. That's the first thing
Thomas
you gotta learn
Hobbes.
In this world. You gotta
yeah.
learn that thing in this
Thomas
world.
Thomas Hobbes taught us that. That's why we have And then John Locke said, no, people are good. We shouldn't govern them, Thomas
Hobbes.
And
boy, was he wrong.
You need a balance. You need to realize people are selfish and then take that into account. Like, you know he's going to screw you over. And so.
Well, when it comes down to it, everyone's looking after themselves first.
Mm-hmm. You look after yourself, and then it's like your family.
Then your friends.
Then your friends and, like, neighbors.
Then the old grandma down the street that yells bitter words at you walking on your way to school.
Yeah, then you look after people who you feel
obliged that are in your area.
Yeah.
Like,
it's well, like, who you feel guilty about. Like,
is that why sports teams have such, like, a egocentric type of, I don't know, hell, we're better than you type thing? I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
it's
know.
The community pride, and that's what makes mobs.
Is it bad that I've ever never felt that?
What about the Jazz, man?
No, when the Jazz play, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to hope they win. Almost,
but it's not going to be the end of your world.
No, and whenever we go to, like, whenever I go up to school and we go to the football games there,
the football games, we suck. We're awful.
But even
literally,
basketball.
Like, I think for, like, 10 years we were in the bottom 10.
Yeah, no, for sure. But even at basketball games, I'm just like, yeah, well, cool, we won.
I like the basketball games because it's an excuse to be really mean, and everyone's happy with it, and everyone's cheering you, and everyone's doing it. People let go, okay?
But I'm just to a point where...
Where you can yell, like, your mom, your dad wishes you were staying on a bed sheet, and people cheer for you. It's awesome.
Wow, that was a horrible joke.
Well, I mean, you can't say that in regular day.
Can you say that during your economics exam? And get away with this.
I don't think so. Because he has kids. If he didn't have kids and wasn't married, he would go for it.
What's been your least favorite class?
Science.
Well, and it's not science isn't the class you're taking. It's just
science.
That's your answer, cut and dry?
For college, climate change, because it's like my least favorite science. Effing atmosphere.
Do you have a lot of hipsters in your class?
In my science class?
Mm-hmm.
We have everyone. It's a really big class. It's like an eye clicker class.
Mm.
I sit next to this dude who gives me answers. And then this chick who, like, flirted with me forever. Then I found out she's married and I was pissed.
Oh, I remember that.
And, like...
Riley, you don't look at... I mean, you're going to a Utah school, so...
I don't notice stuff, and... She's moving out of Utah. So...
That bitch.
Nah, well, she's going to Montana, so
oh,
she's downgrading.
Big step up.
That's a step down.
I was being sarcastic.
See, Utah, the only reason we're kind of good is it got set up a lot earlier than the other stuff, so we got some of that going on for us.
And we had some good planning.
Yeah, we had good planning. Cause, like,
city streets are wide. Hear that, everybody? Our city streets are wide.
Grids. Like, like Brigham Young, hate him or don't, whatever. He had an awesome beard.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
He,
which is why I don't understand you can't have beards at BYU.
Oh,
that
crap.
Doesn't make sense.
And then you have a mustache, which is creepy.
You can have mustaches there?
Yeah, which doesn't make sense.
They won't let you have long hair, but they'll let you have a mustache.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of cops going there.
Do they just have, like, is the school policy to set up as many creepy looking people as it can?
Well, you can't. I don't know. And then you go to BYU Idaho, which is, like, worse. It's like you went to Auschwitz. And then you went to, like, the Auschwitz of Auschwitz. And that's BYU Idaho.
Did you? Okay.
I just
was that a Holocaust
that.
Reference?
Yeah. That's how I consider BYU. They're pretentious, stuck up. I mean, there's some cool
people. I got
kicked
out of the gym there.
You did?
When we were playing that. For wearing a tall tee.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my uncle went there back in the 70s, and he had a beard, and they kicked him off campus.
For anyone who doesn't know, should I explain what a tall tee is?
Yes.
Well, I might need some help. A tall tee is basically a normal t-shirt.
Sometimes they're usually a bit larger.
They're a little bit baggier, but
not always.
They're
made for, like, a husky kid.
Not always, though.
Yeah.
They're just longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing a black one with some black Jordan shorts on and some black... I was wearing basically all black, which
you're
I guess
like
is the color
athlete.
Of sin. Not even goth. I was just that's just what I happened to put on that day.
Mm.
I was, dude. I'm a college student. I took down like 3 pairs of shirts for like a week,
yeah.
And that's all I had.
You
so
them out.
We go down there with that friend of mine that you don't like, and
oh, you went down with the boss.
Yeah, go down with the boss, and we get down there, we start halfway through a game, and I had the people yelling at me. I mean, the guys that were on the court were okay with it, but the people in the office, when they found out, man, oh, hell broke loose.
A tall team. What? You could be hiding guns under there?
They sent the Lamanites after me.
There could be a girl under there pleasuring you. Who knows what you're hiding under there? Maybe there's some sort of universe where...
I could have the Quran under there, which would be the worst.
No, they'd probably be like, oh, it's all right, because everyone has to love the Quran or else you're racist. Prejudice.
Are Mormons just as sensitive about the Quran as everyone?
Yeah. Dude, like, well, Utah Mormons. I can't speak for everyone. Again, this is a generalization, but...
just like everything.
You feel guilty. You feel guilty about everything. You're kind of like, you're like an Irish Catholic. And so you feel like you have to do good, and you feel like... Well, expectations.
My roommate was Irish.
I'm Irish descent. I mean, that's why we're all alcoholics.
Do you know what that whole... I mean, they've been having that big, like... Over the last 30 years, that big... I don't know.
Civil War?
Yeah, like the Civil War.
The Northern Ireland?
Something. I don't know. I'm going to just sound like an ignorant American, but...
It's pretty effed up. Back in the day... Let's see. I think this was the early 1900s. My dad's family came across because...
that's what people do.
Well, here's why... which I think is cool. He would kill British soldiers and lords and stuff, so because he didn't like them. So he was on the Irish side, and then my mom's side were famine people. So they came over here.
Those starving assholes, the Hunger Games.
Is that what the Hunger Games is about?
No.
No. I don't know. That's a bad
I just started name. Reading the book. Don't give me any ideas of what's going to happen. Don't lead me to believe potatoes. It's all this Irish famine.
That was, like, a bad famine.
I know. I did a report on it in, like, 8th grade.
It's sad. You're like...
I still remember that.
Like...
It's, like, 8 years ago.
The British were assholes.
Big assholes.
Like, India, they're kind of jerks. I do admire them for having such a large empire and, like...
The British people?
Yeah. And they, like, in a lot of their areas, they did improve the quality of life. They westernized it, which... I think it's good in a lot of ways. Today, people, like, glamorize being a peasant. They're like, oh, if I could just be a Native American back in the day and cook over a fire and lie underneath the stars. I'm like, you're not thinking that. First off, you're probably going to get lung cancer from cooking over a fire. Like, literally people do.
They get really?
Yeah. Like, cooking over... You're inhaling smoke. All day. Think about it.
I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but you're more likely to. And, like, your food's going to be weird. You can't hold on to stuff. When you're sleeping under the stars, you're going to be cold.
Saying they didn't have state-of-the-art backpacks?
No, they didn't. It's not... And you don't get to come home.
About fanny packs?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say a fanny pack is
so this cowboy, like... From the Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Clint Eastwood's looking like a badass.
With the fanny pack.
Through the mist, and he's got a fanny pack.
He probably keeps his chapstick in there.
Have you seen that? You've seen that movie, right?
Yeah.
You know when he's, like, super dehydrated? Is that when he runs out of his... Is that when he loses
yeah.
his...
Yeah. And there's that guy with the umbrella. He's like, I like how the ugly is a Mexican. Literally, like, that's... Gosh, I love spaghetti westerns.
Oh, man.
That's so weird about all of them. Like, these Italian guys made westerns. And they became popular.
Well, it's because they romanticized it.
Yeah, which is you do with anything.
We romanticize their pizza. They romanticize our Western movies.
Yeah, pizza's good.
Pizza is good.
I love pizza. I don't know.
It's alright.
Like, I'm just saying nature's kind of crap.
What? Nature is not crap.
Living in nature is crap.
Okay, I'll give you that.
People are like, oh, I just want to go commune. Like, I literally heard people say that.
You've just been around your hipster cousin too much.
I'm sick of it. Like, really? Like, go live in the wilderness.
We don't have to talk badly about her, but can we talk about hipsters just
yes.
in general?
This is hipsters in general. We're going to call... Like, first off, why do you buy records? You don't need them. And usually it's not like the new ones.
It's because the sound quality is better.
But they don't have the equipment to make the sound quality better.
What, you don't have a bass on your...
They buy this old record player, and they... hook it up. Like, records can be better under right conditions, which these hipsters don't have. They buy old records, which are used and crap.
And scratched.
And scratched, and look
but
like...
But it's vinyl, bro!
It's... Well, the thing is, the only thing they want it for is the cover.
Because the covers aren't nicer.
The sleeves are cool. They look cool. Why don't you go buy a poster?
A lot of hip-hop albums still come out with vinyls if you get
I've noticed that at Best Buy.
That is cool. I actually kind of like it.
It's cool, but, like, that's, like, they have to have them. Like,
Zion, I don't think you're familiar with them, but their last album had a vinyl, and I was about this close. You can't see, but I'm making about a centimeter.
Mm-hmm. He's using his thumb and his pointer finger, and he's inching them together. There's about half a penny space.
But relatively how close I was to ordering it. But then I thought
that's
to myself,
like a Lincoln chin. Yeah. The Lincoln chin.
Place. Right. But then I thought to myself, Todd, little Todd Helgeson, you don't have a vinyl player, or I don't have a means to play this. So I never did. Yeah. But
well, what they like to do is get like old people who were never quote I'm using quotation marks discovered, because when. You never discovered, so you're cool.
So they're just MySpan rental bands that somehow put out of
some guy with a weird beard and like a cowboy shirt.
Is MySpace just like the slut of the internet?
So MySpace, well, here's
who goes there anymore?
Compare social networking things to like where you live. MySpace is like inner city crap. It's the projects. Anyone can go there. You don't know what's going to happen. It's annoying when you click on something, music comes up.
You're always being hassled by
the
people
hassled.
In the corner.
You really don't know who's going to be there. Then you go to Facebook. Facebook is kind of like a gated community. It's the suburbs, but it's slowly becoming urbanized.
It's slowly becoming a Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I thought of when I
thought of Facebook. But Facebook kind of gives you the choice. You get to choose what neighborhood. You have the privacy settings. And like Twitter is like an apartment.
It's not even necessary. I mean, it is a social network, but
I'd say it's a condo.
It's
little
your
maintenance.
Condo.
You just go there, you pop in, you pop out, you never really spend any time there. You look. It's like you're living in a condo or an apartment.
On a lake somewhere?
Yeah. No, I'd even
say. Or in California.
Yeah, I'd say like in, like near Orchard.
You're a 24-year-old single guy living in California. Not a rich town. But somewhere nice. 20 minutes from the beach, maybe?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what I think of Twitter for.
Yeah. But
what about YouTube? What's YouTube? Just like...
YouTube...
The best?
It's like a newspaper.
But not really. YouTube's hard to...
It's different.
It's not an easy metaphor.
This analogy doesn't...
No, it doesn't carry over. I'm sorry for ever bringing that to YouTube.
I like Hulu, though.
No, Hulu sucks.
Yeah, not for TV shows.
Yeah, what they need to start doing is... The biggest thing that annoys me is when I go to Hulu and I can't watch the full series. Or there's just
Hulu
one.
Plus, yeah.
That's so annoying.
Well, I just use it to supplement that I don't have a TV. So.
Can't you get like Hulu box players now? Like almost like a satellite?
I'm sure. You have the Apple TV, which is a little box, which my brother has now.
Garbage.
He got it for free. Company gives away crap to him.
Does he pay a monthly fee for it?
I don't think so.
Netflix,
don't they have
something like that? I mean, you can just put on your Xbox.
I think he uses Netflix or his Apple TV. Mm. Which, I like Netflix. Troll 2's on it. So.
Back to Troll 2. 2.2 out of 10.
Troll 2. 2 point... What? It's How two, did it even get that?
It's... Dude, you never been to IMDb? No, who are you? Do I even know you?
Dude, I go there, but I like Wikipedia.
2.2's... You can't read reviews. Don't tell me you like Rotten Tomatoes over IMDb either.
It depends. If it's a newer movie, yes. If it's an older movie, no.
IMDb bases it off... There's a way you can look up there the way they do it.
I'll look
it
up.
It was voted 2.2 out of 12,000 votes. Yeah, they've got some kind of weighted system, so... The more votes it goes, it evens out. And
yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, all it takes is one rotten critic. Like, do you know someone voted the Shawshank Redemption
a great movie.
Someone gave it a Rotten Tomato. I think two critics did.
Which I love people. They're like, oh, Stephen King's so creepy. I'm like, oh, you know he wrote that.
Did he read?
He wrote that, yeah.
Did he?
There's certain authors who are going to be in an airport. Like... A book you buy for an airplane. He's one of them, but...
Huh. It was a Stephen King, yep. Well, it was adapted by...
It was adapted from his book, right?
Adapted from the Stephen King novella Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
That's awesome. I did not know that.
Who adapted it? Like that, the people who adapt these movies, I actually really admire them. Like the Coen brothers do it.
Yeah, I wish the Coen brothers would have done something else other than a True Grit, too. I wish they would have made something. I mean, it still got good reviews, but I haven't seen it, so I can't really.
You should see it. It's worth it. Like, you know, it's definitely worth it. It's better than Tron.
Did you see Tron?
I did. It had a lot of cool colors. There was a hot chick. Neon. Like, I felt like I was in a nightclub the whole time.
Were you in a sexy nightclub or just an obnoxious nightclub?
No, it was like a sexy one. It was like there was just electronic.
Didn't that have the girl from House? What's her name?
I don't know.
Olivia something?
Van Wynen?
No.
Sounds familiar.
Olivia Van Wynen went to our school.
Oh. Is she in it?
No.
Oh.
I think it's Olivia Wilde. It's Olivia Wilde that was in Tron. Do you know who I like more than Olivia Wilde? By far.
Who?
Olivia Munn.
Let me see. Oh,
she's from G4.
I'm a fan now.
Yeah.
After seeing these pictures.
And her personality is way better.
Yes, I have seen her. She's sarcastic.
And she's funny. And she's hot.
Well, that's what she's on TV.
What?
I mean, we don't know. It could be writers.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
But how good of writers is G4 going to have?
Well, and she does like the show that they just... I don't know if it's written, but it seems like
it's more... It's a daily show.
Yeah, it's a daily show, so...
So that's
some of her personality leaks through.
Oh, definitely. Like Conan. Conan was all personality, basically.
Yeah.
Which I was disappointed. I don't watch
that. If I wanted to know Olivia Wilde, I'd just watch House.
House is good. I don't know. Tron was alright. Jeff Bridges was annoying, because he was like...
He's in everything this year.
He was like an 80s hipster in this. He's like, man... You should have seen it. There was data flying everywhere. We were making digital jazz.
He's an internet hipster.
He's like this rebellious programmer who like he's like, dude, man, yeah. Like really, like honestly, show me most programmers.
Who's your favorite movie programmer?
Programmer. Like.
Yeah. Well, you've got Neo from The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that guy. I don't know if I haven't seen Tron, so I don't know if he's a programmer at all. But I'm just gonna take your words.
I think so. He invented stuff.
You've got the guy from Swordfish.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
There's this old, I think, like, early 90s, 80s movie with the hacker kid, and I loved it. And, like, it's old school.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know. But this kid, like, as a kid, he was, like, 4, and he, like, wrote this virus that shut down the internet. And and there's these two, like, British twins who like, have this program. It's like, how to hack the world. Man, I love. They're like, this is how you hack a phone, and they like pick up a payphone, which they somehow thought we'd still be using in the future. And they record the sound that it makes to confirm it. They're like, hacked.
And what movie was that?
I don't know. It was.
They actually used to do that.
Oh, it's legit. Like
when they had the Telnet systems, you could actually fool. I don't know how this all works. So. But you could actually fool the phone systems with making noises into getting information you wanted, which is totally awesome.
Yeah.
Because they would just repeat the dial tones for...
What was it? I remember, I think I was reading, like, one first pay-per-view. It was something like pay-per-view. And it was incredible, because you could order a movie and it would play on this channel. But really, like, your own channel, really it was just, like, these guys with the VCRs on the roller skates
mm-hmm.
and stuff. I don't know, I like that. Roller skates, I don't know. Roller skates are not as popular as they used to be.
Good thing, too.
Mm.
You miss roller skating?
I don't know. Like ATL came from roller skating. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other roller skating movies I can think of? Roll Bounce.
Who's heard of Roll Bounce?
It's awful. I said it. I saw it at this kid's house. Anyway, he's...
You know, just... What's... How would I know him?
You would know him. We were talking about how he's married earlier today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway. And I think we're in a hot tub, too. We usually watch movies in a hot tub.
How?
Just move the TV out.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's awful. It's like, they have like a battle, like a dance battle. Oh, that's what I hate. Dance battles. They don't exist.
So you're not a fan of Step Up?
Step Up, Stomp the Yard.
Stomp the Yard was awful.
They're all awful. There are not dancing street gangs. There are not dancing fraternities. There may be like one or two out there. And you know what? They suck. They're gay. They're gross. They're stupid.
We do not condone them.
I think they don't exist, and I think it's a weird thing, and it's so not cool.
So flat offs are like the tooth fairies of movie memes or something.
I don't even know what to call them, but it's like, it's disappointing because it's a fight, which is usually pretty cool, and then it's a dance fight. So it's like you went on a blind date, and you see the girl from behind, and she's blonde, if that's what you're into, or redheaded.
Brunette. Hair. I'm into brunettes.
Brunette. Maybe you like blue hair.
Maybe dirty red, I don't know.
Sorry. Sorry.
That was a Freudian slip.
Anyway, and you look, and she looks really good from behind. And then she turns around, and
does she turn around like doing a
unibrow.
Does she turn around doing a dance move?
She turns around and waves at you, and like you know you're out of this, and she has like short, stubby, thick hands
with bunions on her.
Yeah,
with, like, on her hands.
And like her arms are really short, and it looks weird. And that's what Vance sandals are.
What was that bad '90s film that you were telling me about? The bad '80s film with the kid and his dad. And
oh, this is why I love Hulu. And oh, and who's Hulu's recommending me all these bad '80s movies now? It's so annoying because I'm like, no, I don't want any more. But it's, and you thought your parents were weird. All of you listening to this, go watch it. It's on Hulu. It's free. I think it's like, I'm going to say an hour and 40 minutes.
What's the name of the movie?
And You Thought Your Parents Were Weird.
Oh, I thought that was a tagline.
No, that's the name of the movie. I'm going to say 91 it was made. And I'll look it up. It's the kid's dad comes back, and his spirit possesses this robot he made. And the robot is made out of like a trash can and a big metal bowl. One of its arms is literally, you know those lamps that extend out?
Right.
That's one of its arms. And it has like this weird arm, and it can barely move.
We'll have to throw in a soundbite if I remember to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that cover, just the cover artwork. Look at this robot with the wife in the bed.
Oh, and the kid is awful, too. It's just bad all around. And the robot, like, at the end, he's talking to this guy who's getting engaged to his wife, and he's like, may I suggest a foot rub? He literally says that. It's awful.
Well,
I think that's about it.
In hopes that my laptop doesn't overheat, because I think it might.
This has been going on for a while. This is about...
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. This was the... What did we decide to name it? The Lesbians Against Libertarians Podcraft.
Well, something. Basically,
we'll remember the
we're
name
making
later.
Fun of people. Because people are stupid.
We're making fun of people.
Things.
Just talking.
Talking.
Well.
Chilling.
Bye. Outro music. Here.